You're with Cape Talk.
This is John Matham on Afternoon Drive.
I received from our listener John, who listens to us from Wales, a story that he had discovered on the BBC. And the headline is Sand Battery Could Solve Green Energy's Big Problem. The sand battery has been installed and is functioning well according to the power company. Finnish researchers have installed the world's first fully working sand battery, which can store green power for months at a time. The developers say this could solve the problem of year-round supply, a major issue for green energy. Using low-grade sand, the device is charged up with heat made from cheap electricity from solar or wind. The sand stores the heat at around 500 degrees centigrade, which can then warm homes in winter when energy is more expensive. Hilton Trollope is an independent energy specialist, joins us on the line now. Were you aware of the sand battery, Hilton? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John, and nice to talk about what's essentially a science issue and not the politics of South African electricity. So a pleasure. I was aware of this kind of technology. I think why I say it's a science issue today is the use of the word energy and the use of the word electricity. It seems as though they're confusing, not deliberately, they're using them correctly, but they take electricity and they turn it into thermal energy. And then it stays as thermal energy. Because if you want to convert it back to electricity, which is essentially renewable energies or green energy's big problem, there's a huge efficiency loss or energy loss. So, probably more than 50%. So it's not really economic to turn it back into electricity. But for the use in that BBC article, I went and had a look at it. What they say is they turn electricity into heat, and then they use the heat to heat homes. And that's what they do in...
But how do they countries. How do they transport that heat from the sand to the home?
In water pipes. So it's quite common in cold countries, especially where there's dense populations, to have what's called district heating. So you pipe hot water around the whole suburb, amongst all the apartments, etc.
But if you wanted the heat stored in that sand to power Hilton Trollope and John Matham's houses, then you would have to put it back into electricity and there would be a 50% efficiency loss.
Exactly. And I think it's at least 50% because a coal-fired station is about 35% efficient max, the amount of heat that comes out of the coal and goes into the boiler and then into the gas. Steam and then into the turbine, and there's a sort of 60% at least loss in that. So I can't see the sand one being much more efficient. But just out of interest, while we're on the science thing, South Africa has what's called concentrated solar power generators. And instead of using sun to make electricity and then the electricity to make heat, what they do is they use reflectors to concentrate the sunlight onto a receiver, a central receiver, some of them. And what they do is they heat salt up until it's molten, and then they pipe the molten salt through water, which they turn into steam, which they then use to drive a turbine, and you get electricity. And we've got two of those in South Africa, 100 megawatt ones. And what they can do, the benefit there is you heat the salt up, and then when the sun goes down at nighttime, you can get electricity out of them.
Because, I mean, it really is, it's one of the significant challenges of the modern energy world, the intermittency of supply of wind. And wind is slightly more, well, it's not more reliable. It's just that it can blow 24 hours a day, whereas the sun is only available for, depending on where you are in the world and where you are in the year, between 14 hours and whatever, 8 hours, 6 hours a day. And so that intermittency of supply is a huge problem, and batteries are the solution. But
yep.
how to get batteries which are big enough to store inexpensively enough to make it the way forward, that's one of the big energy challenges of the moment.
Absolutely. And John, the same as the costs of production, firstly of wind, dropped radically from around 2000 to about 2015. It's still going down. And then PV dropped radically. Similarly, batteries, lithium-ion batteries, and a few, they're the real competitive ones these days. They're starting to be able to compete with gas, a mixture of PV and a battery with gas. And we expect, we being the technologists of the world watching this, expect battery costs to continue plummeting, which they're doing at the moment, firstly. And then secondly, new technologies are most likely to come on. So the holy grail of storage of electricity is being realized, really.
Realistically, I mean, you know, I appreciate that you are in a learned way sucking your thumb on this, but in your learned sucking your thumb way and being realistic about it, are we talking about a 5-year window, a 10-year window, a 20-year window? Because, I mean, there could be an aha eureka moment tomorrow which ushers in new technology which is amazing and inexpensive in 5 years. And that's the thing about eureka moments. You can never entirely predict them. But in terms of what's on the table at the moment and where the various development research is going, what sort of window are we talking about before we have the sort of storage solutions that we need in order to move away from carbon fuels?
John, the modelers that I work with, they draw on really detailed studies using what are called learning rates, which is the how fast technology costs go down. There's a cost decrease through learning to manufacture and use, etc. And putting those learning rates into models, batteries really start coming into their own in the 2030s. But until then, it doesn't mean that we can't deal with the variability of the PV and wind using peakers, gas-fired peakers, and batteries. Batteries already make sense for certain applications, and that's big batteries. So there's currently a study by Meridian Economics that convinces me, and I've looked at it in detail, that load shedding could be basically reduced to almost nothing by a big 500 megawatts of battery and 5 gigawatts of renewables. And that study's online. It's available for everybody to read.
Where would one find it, Hilton?
So if you type into Google Meridian, the normal way it's spelled, yep. Economics, all one word, dot, I don't know if it's COZA, but you'll get it.
Meridian, yeah.
So I put it in, yeah.
Hilton Trollope, thank you very, very much indeed, an independent energy specialist.